Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers get set to take on the M Braves, game two of a three-game set at 6:05. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the star of the show last night, Tobias Myers. Tobias, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, no problem.
What a night yesterday. 11 strikeouts, 5 2/3 no-hit innings in your first ever opening day start. How'd you sum up your appearance and your night in the mound?
It went by quick. Those usually go by the quickest. Just trying to attack the guys. We had a good game plan going in, simple game plan, and that's pretty much what I wanted to stick to. And as far as the first opening day start, yeah, I've always been one of the youngest guys on each opening day roster that I've always been on, so I never got that opportunity. But it's pretty cool to go out there and set the tone for the team and get the guys going early.
What was it like being announced as the starting pitcher, opening day, you know, all the teams line up and everything? How fun of an experience was that for you?
It was really exciting. Like I said, never got the chance to do it. I always come into the season, and I know I have a few days to kind of watch some games and get used to it, but you have no time opening day. It's like right from the backfields in spring training to the stadium, and first game of the season. There's no time to think. It's just go out there and continue what you've tried to build on in spring training.
You talk about always being one of the younger guys in the clubhouse. This is a really young Shuckers team, and you're kind of a little bit older than the average player on here, even though you haven't played in minor leagues for very, very long. What's that been like for you of being sort of the veteran, one of the few veterans in the clubhouse?
It's pretty cool. Like, again, first time ever. Never had that opportunity. But it's pretty cool. We got a really good team, man. One of the best teams I've ever been on. A lot of young guys, a lot of guys that are going to make some noise in the future. And it's fun to be around the guys now and kind of build a good chemistry and just keep it moving forward.
11 strikeouts last night. That was the most you had since you struck out a career-high 12 back in 2021 against Pensacola. But not only was it opening day, that was your first start in the Brewers organization. How good does it feel to make that kind of first impression in a new organization?
Great. You know, I'm had a really rough year last year, bounced around a few different places. Really rough on me mentally. So I went home and kind of just tried to put my head down and work hard and being in contact with these guys. I was fortunate enough to sign with the Brewers early. It was mid-November, so that was awesome, being able to stay in contact all off season and kind of hit the ground running. And came into camp, felt really good, just worked hard, and just trying to stay healthy, trying to go out there and compete every day, just give it all I got, and having fun. That's pretty much it. Just have fun out there.
How much does it help you going into the offseason, signing with the Brewers organization in November and having that full offseason as opposed to last year where you were really bouncing around between a couple organizations? We talked about it before. There were a couple times when you were meeting new teammates, then you were already headed to a new place before you knew guys' names. How much does it help you?
It was a very easy transition. I came up with Tampa Bay, and I tell a lot of these guys here, the way the system's ran is very similar over here to Tampa. It's very simple, kind of shove in your face what you do well. And being able to sign early, stay in contact all off season, I got to come out to Arizona and throw for 3 weeks out there in the off season. So that was great, meeting new faces, kind of not having to come into camp, not being in the complex before, learning everything at one time. So that was really, really good for me. And they gave me a big league invite, which is awesome. Being able to go up to the big league side and meet all the coaches, meet all the players up there. Everybody's been open arms since I've been here, so it's been great.
When talking about your non-roster invite, you got to train and throw with guys and appear in some games. And next to you is Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, guys who have been in the big leagues for a while and who have had a lot of success. What was the biggest thing you learned from your time out in Arizona?
Just seeing how they go about day-to-day business, you know, how they take care of their body every day. If they give up 4 or 5 runs the day before, it doesn't matter. They're going in the next day. They're working hard. They're doing the same thing they did before. They have a routine, and they stick by it. And I think that's what the best players in the world do. No matter what the results or outcome are, you stick by your routine, and you just keep doing that daily and trust the process.
Obviously, last night, one of the best starts of your career, but a great way to start the season. What's the biggest thing you're looking forward to this year, playing with the Shuckers and playing in the Brewers organization?
Winning games. Winning games and competing. Just sticking to the game plan. Like me, Will, a lot of catchers here, they're smart. They know what they're doing. It's very easy on us as pitchers. We go through the game plan. Catchers know what they're doing. They know the game plan. And it takes a lot of pressure off of us on the mound. We're just up there. Kuros is calling the balls and strikes, and I'm just throwing them.
Well, if you keep throwing 5 2/3 no hit innings every time out, the offense is going to love you. But thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been the pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:05.